On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etegwini Mayor Cyril Xaba says the mixed-use development in Shongweni will keep creating jobs for communities in the west of Durban. He officially opened West Town Square today. The shopping and lifestyle complex is the first phase of the precinct being developed next to the M3 between Durban and Pietermaritzburg. It will also include residential property, a hospital and a business hub. Xaba says 1.5 billion rand has been invested in the precinct, with the city contributing 600 million rand to bulk infrastructure over the next 3 years. He says the development has withstood natural disasters and other challenges.
Imagine where it came in between floods, but look where you are now. I'm excited. It means that people have seen the potential of KZN, and they know that these things will happen, and now they must start to be climate change resilient, and so we can overcome these disasters. And we've learned a lot. We could use our experience to build on it and then improve on developing our beautiful city.
Community leader Inkosi Shozi says the project has brought much-needed jobs to areas battling high unemployment.
And I hope it will proceed, because this is half of the job. The developers are still going to build some more development, like housing, still going to take place in this area.
Cabinet has dismissed claims 72,000 farmers have signed up to relocate to the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump recently offered to grant U.S. citizenship to white Afrikaner farmers, falsely claiming that their land is being seized by the South African government. At a post-cabinet briefing in Cape Town a short while ago, Minister in the Presidency Kumbutso Ntshavheni questioned the figure that has been bandied about.
According to data, both from AgriSA, Stats SA and the Department of Agriculture, South Africa only has just over 41,000 commercial farmers, and therefore there cannot be 72,000 commercial farmers living in South Africa.
And hype is growing from leaders of major AI companies that strong computer intelligence will imminently outstrip humans. There's a belief that human or better intelligence, often called artificial general intelligence or AGI, will emerge from current machine learning techniques. There are theories it could lead to a future of machines, machine-delivered hyperabundance, or even where humans are extinct. But the timeline for the AGI milestone varies among tech bosses. Researchers in the field, however, see the claims of superhuman AI as marketing spin to capture attention. They say tech companies want the big AI investments they've made to pay off. Your top story, Etegwini Mayor Cyril Xaba says the mixed-use development in Shongweni will keep creating jobs for communities in the west of Durban. He's officially opened West Town Square, the first phase of the precinct that is being built there. Follow the East Coast Radio Newswatch channel on WhatsApp for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.